Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, May 26, 2009. Israeli Navy attacks fishermen in Gaza and settlers attack civilians in the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A Palestinian woman sustained moderate wounds on Tuesday afternoon after she was attacked by an Israeli settler in the northern West Bank. 20-year-old Hiba Abd al-Haq was going from her city Salfit to Ramallah. She was stopped at the Zatara military checkpoint near Nablus. While waiting at the checkpoint, she was attacked and beaten up by a settler, local sources reported. Medical sources reported that al-Haq was moved to a hospital for treatment. They said that soldiers at the checkpoint were watching as she was being attacked. Residents reported that for the past 2 days they've also been attacked by settlers at the same military checkpoint. Earlier, the Israeli military announced that it kidnapped 6 Palestinians during nightly and dawn invasions in different parts of the West Bank on Tuesday. The detained Palestinians are from the cities of Ramallah, Hebron and Bethlehem, and the Israeli army claims the men are on their wanted list. Later on Tuesday, a Palestinian prisoner from the northern West Bank city of Jenin was deported to Gaza immediately upon his release from prison, while the prisoner organization told local media. Mahmoud Azam finished a 12-year prison sentence on Tuesday, but no real freedom awaits Azam as Israel isolates him from his home and family by sending him to Gaza. Gaza has been under continuous Israeli siege since 2007. According to Israeli human rights organization B'Tselem, this has effectively turned Gaza into the biggest open-air prison in the world. Palestinians from the West Bank cannot enter into Gaza, and Palestinians from Gaza can only leave the territory in rare cases. Also in Gaza, Israeli naval forces kidnapped 2 Palestinian fishermen off the Rafah shores in the southern part of the strip on Tuesday morning. Local sources said that the 2 men were stopped by Navy boats, were kidnapped and taken to unknown locations. Meanwhile, the Israeli Navy opened fire at Palestinian fishing boats as they were ready to leave the seaport in Rafah on Tuesday at dawn. Damage was reported, but no injuries. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Catherine Orwell and Hassan Banoura.